you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. I'm still unloading the car, Jason, from our event on Monday night. It's like, you know, I took all this radio literature and everything from, you haven't seen this, but that's the official card that we gave out. Yep. It was the Great News Radio Prime Lifetime's Dinner Club card. Nice. And so we wrote TH, Texas Roadhouse, like as the, you know, the first,
that was the first one.
Entry point that people would. And everyone was asking, so what do I get if I fill this up? I said, to be determined. And so I still don't know yet. We'll see how many restaurants and how often we do this. It seems like right now we're going to lay it out as once a month. But a great turnout. I still don't have the totals from the Texas Roadhouse, but there were hundreds of Great News Radio listeners and Prime Lifetime readers. Beginning at 4 o'clock, Kathleen Jennings was there at like 3:30, and she helped me for a number of hours with setup, and she stood at our table giving out the dinner card, and we had, I don't know, hundreds of people. I got to go through all the clipboards of people that signed up just so we could email them the future places. Now, at the end of this month, it'll be Yoder's down in Arthur, but we'll have a series of various restaurants that'll do the 10% of the total food costs donated back to the station. But it was great seeing an enclave or a group of people that had gone on trips to Israel with us. And then there was like some singing men that showed up and some of the theater troupe that showed up and some from our English conversation classes and longtime radio listeners and supporters and then some board members. In fact, Peggy, as you know, she had her retirement, her last day of work, her retirement began that evening. She got there at, I don't know, 5:45 and stayed for a number of hours, but she was rejoicing. Everyone was congratulating her. And Marianne did a stellar job. I don't know, 5 or 6 hours of standing at the table, greeting people, handing out the Prime Lifetime's papers. A lot of those got given out. Rob Seidenberg was there. He's a proofreader, copy editor, and he submits a number of stories. He just sat around. I don't think he ever went in and ate. He sat on a bench next to the table and had jokes with everyone coming up, like Mark needs, he was making fun of me, like, I needed gas money or something. Please spend to have your dinner here. I don't know. He had a lot of things going on. And Larry Bunning, I don't know, he must have been there 3 or 4 or 5 hours critiquing everything going on, you know, Larry stirring up some over here, but then being very pleasant and sweet then half the time. And Bob Dickey, I don't know, he helped man the table when I went in and finally ate around 8 o'clock or something. Bob stayed to the very end with Ross Brown. They were overseeing the table. Marianne, I think, finally got in and got some coffee with a friend and helped to nearly the very end. And Dave Allen was down. I do want to point out the Hope in Christ Area Revival coming June 3rd through the 17th. So just about a month away. And they'll have, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like 7 or 8 different speakers. Each speaker will be 1 or 2 different nights. And it's launching on that June 3rd with Jesse Bates. Well, more to say about that and probably have Dave or some of the team in. But they've been praying over this for 5 or 6 months very intentionally and then been planning this for a few years. How can they bring hope to the area? And then he described it as they want to do some kind of follow-up, so there's some discipleship. I don't know how that's all going to work. We'll have them in to talk about it. But he said, hey, maybe we can be in the June edition of the Prime Life Times. I'm like, hey, yeah, anything can happen. We need advertisers.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's happening June 3rd through the 17th in Arthur, Illinois. It's going to be like a big tent set up, a revival format. I'm not sure if the revival is for the unbelievers or to revive those of us in the church or maybe a combination. I'll have him explain it, but he was emphasizing, Dave, who's been a longtime friend, that many people are struggling and are without hope. And so they're hoping through this revival that people have hope, and not just hope in that things can turn better, hope in the good news message of Jesus Christ. So We'll see and hear more about that. But how about a prize drawing? We had a few people fill out Voice of the Listener radio surveys. A lot of people took them home, so we didn't have a whole lot. But people picked up literature, Prime Life Times, dinner club cards. Everyone was wearing the Great News Radio sticker. I think I set those out just as a visual aid somewhere here. Oh, yeah. So everyone had those on. So I could walk into the restaurant, and you could see all the people at the various tables with the stickers. So I could go up to strangers and say, hey, thanks for coming out. And, oh, this is a great idea. And, you know, Cindy Wendell was there, and she says, oh, this is so fun. I used to belong to a dinner club and to have a series of places to go to and visit with people. I had such a wonderful time. And a couple other people came in that were singles, and I matched them up with other people. So that was kind of fun.
Oh, the Great News Radio Dating Club?
Yeah, that's right. It'll evolve into something like that. And other couples that were going to have a table of two and sat with another couple. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It was great. I kind of went around and I had jeans on, but then I had one of those dress denim button-down shirts with the logo on it. But as I was walking around, I could see other people thinking, like, is he maybe one of the managers? Because I was going up to tables, and you know, it was kind of fun. I was the mystery man going around. And then Sue Chow, she's one of our conversational English students from South Korea. And she owns the Cafe Bean on campus. It's like a coffee shop and I think a couple other businesses. But she brought, I think, one table of 20 Asian students or Asian people, and then like 12 more somewhere else. So she brought like almost like 30 people.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if they were affiliated with one of her businesses, because she was saying some are from here and they love this restaurant and some are these other people. And so that was a whole big group of people all around and then sprinkled throughout the restaurant. So I'd go around and say hi to these people and, oh, I don't know. It was great. And then a couple people, I think actually three different people, handed me checks. And so it was just wonderful to gather and to break bread and to share and to celebrate the ministry. And then a lot of people picked up the Prime Life Times paper, so that was kind of fun. So, okay, so yeah, pick out two for today. And we have... And I always give these to the other people to read, because sometimes...
Because you can't read them.
Yeah, that's right.
Todd and Fawn Ann... Henlein, they're on the John Street in Champaign, Illinois, and they've been longtime listeners, WGNJ.
And I see on the back, it's
right. So they win the cruise to the Bahamas.
lower the expectation. In fact, I have all the gifts still at the home studio, so I'll figure out something good to send. Probably a book and a CD series. Let's see, they like the Gaithers, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Michael Smith. Yeah, Adventures in Odyssey. And so we'll send out something the next day or two. Thanks for filling out.
Yeah, and then Mike and Mary with an I, Laswell. And it looks like they're, well, it doesn't say where they live. It's a country road, so it's out in the country.
Oh, I wonder if that's near...
I don't know.
Oh, so, we don't know what town that is.
Yeah, we don't know what town.
It could be Muhammad. Let's
see, you just attach the book or CD to the leg of a bird, and you just set it off, and it'll find them.
Yeah, Night Country Road, 1800 North. Okay, I'll have to email them. Oh, there's a phone number here. They've been longtime supporters of the station. I think I talked to them for a while last night. So, hey, thanks for filling that out. And it was a joyous occasion. Oh, I don't know. My head's still spinning. I need a little rest, but it was fun. In fact, the day before, on Sunday, after I left your preaching, I mean, at the end of the service, before you even got to the doorway, I had to leave because there was an Asian cultural fair on the U of I campus. And so Holly and two other of her friends created three different Chinese specialties, like these green balls, the like mooncake kind of things. I don't know. I didn't know all three.
Well, you're selling that one. Green balls.
Yeah. And anyways, they created like 100+ of these.
Oh, wow.
And so we sold them. And so it was 4 hours. They had a number of different performing Asian artists from dance to singing to movement to some exercises. And so we set up on the U of I in the, I don't know, there's the Asian cultural area. And so we had a tent and there was all these other units, but we were Great News Radio. And so Holly was up till like 2:30 that morning baking these things and I don't know, all the different things. She had to do something, then put something in it, and then stamp it with these things. I don't know.
Wow.
Beyond my pay grade. But anyways, we made like $300 in sales.
Oh, wow. It's like a lemonade stand.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. And we gave out literature and Prime Lifetime papers and then encouraged some of these students, most of them were all Asian, that came to this event to come to our English conversation class. Hmm. So we'll see if any of them show up. But anyways, that was another 4 hours of kind of standing around. So hopefully today and tomorrow there will be a little downtime with nothing planned or nothing going on.
Be careful
on.
When you say that. Usually when I say, and then there'll be some downtime. Yeah.
Yeah, sickness, downtime.
Well, who knows what? Something always seems to happen whenever I declare that there will be some downtime.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I declare this will be an easy week or that. So now I just don't. I just always go, this week's going to be horrible. And then when, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's see. Anything else? Let's see. Larry, Dave Allen. Yeah, we'll get him in to talk about hope in Christ.
Yeah.
Revival in Arthur. Oh, I put my hummingbird feeders out yesterday. It's really usually that first few days of May, there might be a sighting or two, but by about May 5th or 6th, so get the hummingbird feeders out, do that strong mixture so it draws them, and I think if it warms up and stays warm, you know, who knows, we might get another snow in here, but I think within the next 3 to 5 days, hummingbirds should be coming through, so I have my sugar water nectar, it's like a 3-to-1 mix, so I don't buy the red. Well, I don't know. I've attracted hummingbirds over the years, so they say they return to the same area. But you might want to get that red nectar or whatever. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, probably 3-to-1 sugar to water. You should be okay.
Oh, nice.
So well, I'll give an update if we see any hummingbirds in the next few days. Actually, people wait for my hummingbird announcement.
I didn't know the hummingbird thing was
I feel responsible. So.
The hummingbirds are counting on you to bring this, to make this happen. Well, you know what? I'm kind of excited. We were talking about it beforehand, what Dave's going to do over there with the thing down in Arthur. And I think that any time that we can share the good news message of who Jesus is, that's important. I mean, it's the greatest message that we carry. And we're called to be witnesses. We're called to testify. And we're called to testify to something. And I think so often we testify to the wrong things. We testify to our frustrations. We testify to our own desires. We testify to our own hypocrisy. Hmm. And if all of us are honest, we would have to check all the three of those boxes, because at some time or another we've done that. We've been guilty of that, you know, guilty of maybe exuding a kind of hopelessness in what's happening around us rather than saying, you know what, Jesus said it would be hard. He said kings and rulers and nations will rise up against us, but our hope abounds, our hope in the Lord. And so any time that we can gather, I mean, I think we said it's over 15 days, but any time that you can gather and you can share what the good news message is. You know, it's really interesting. I get together with a group of guys on Thursday night to get together with a group of guys on Friday morning. We're just going through the Bible real slow. We all had kind of this epiphany a couple weeks ago. You know, we were talking about sharing the gospel and what that means. And we found ourselves in a very odd place in the Bible to talk about evangelism. And yet, as we were going through it together, we found that this place in the Bible actually is a really powerful place to tell people about the hope that they have in Jesus Christ. And it begins in Matthew chapter 1. Now, shamelessly, I'm going to begin talking about this by playing a video that my wife and I made the other day. It's our debut. We're working on an album. We're putting it all together.
I liked it, and I had a good comment. You had kind of that. I was thinking that Beatles sound, and then Cat Stevens, and then I loved Bill Ellison's later comment. Did you see that?
Yeah, he wants us to do it. So we'll begin with Matthew's genealogy. First chapter, Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 1.
Isaac, he had Jacob, he had Judah and his kin. Then Perez and Zerah came from Judah's womb.
And this is Jason playing the guitar.
This is the Shifo performance.
Aaron, then Abinadab, and Nashon was that of Salmon, with Rahab, father Boaz. Rushi married Boaz, who had Obed, who had Jesse. Jesse had David, who we know as king. David, he had Solomon by Dead Uriah's wife. Solomon, well, you all know him. He had good old Rehoboam, followed by Abijah.
Taking it on the road.
Some people are like, I can't even say the names, let alone sing them.
Poor Manasseh.
The good boy named Josiah. Grandfather Jehoiakim, who caused the Babylonian captivity because he was a liar. Then he had Shealtiel, who danced to Rubabel, who had Abiel, who had Eliakim. Eliakim had Azor, who had Zadok, who had Achan. Achan was the father of Eliakim. He had Eleazar, who had Nathan, who had Jacob. Now listen very closely, I don't want to sing this twice, no sing this. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Christ.
Ooh. You heard it first here. No, actually, you've heard it on Facebook if you follow.
It was on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of fun little comments on
that. We were telling the kids because, you know, Molly was talking about it, and we said, we're like YouTube stars. And I didn't know that's like a thing. Molly's like, really? How many likes do you have? I'm like, oh, you know, we got like 400. Ooh, are you monetizing yet? What do you mean? She's like, you guys are going to get the golden play button if you keep it up. And we're like, what? I mean, all the things I've ever done for my kids, put shirts on their backs, feed them, clothe them, love them, this was the most impressive thing that my daughter, it was the most impressive thing we've done with my daughter. But all that to say is that the genealogy of Matthew is a wonderful place to share the gospel from. Why? Because what the genealogy of Matthew shows us is the family of God. And inside the family of God are the in-laws, the outlaws, the superstars, and the people who are off the rails. I mean, it begins by talking about, you know, Jesus Christ, who is the son of David, and if you're a Jew, son David, he is the man. He's the king, a man after God's own heart. Then Abraham, whose righteousness was counted to him. And so it starts off on kind of like Jesus is connected to these two pillars. And so if you just got that, you know, verse 1, you're like, wow, yes, who is this? Jesus. But then you start to go down and you run into, first of all, in a Jewish lineage, which is almost crazy, is you've got women. Women wouldn't be considered to be allowed to be in a genealogy because genealogy was a legal document. It would tell you how legally you were a part of the family. You had rights within the family, rights to things that the family had rights to. Women in this time were not allowed to testify, let alone to be able to be part of a genealogy. Now, it's not just enough that it's women, which, by the way, you know, that would just be considered like, whoa, what are they doing? But they're not good women. Tamar is a Canaanite prostitute. Mm-hmm. Rahab in here, she's a Gentile prostitute. Ruth, who God used powerfully and miraculously to bring, you know, Judges ends, there was no king in Israel and everyone did as they pleased. All of a sudden, God goes, yeah, well, you know, the Jews just can't seem to get it together, so I'm going to go outside the circle and get a Canaanite woman. I'm going to bring her, or not Canaan, I'm going to bring a Moabitess in, and I'm going to use her to get everything back on track. And she does. They give birth to Jesse, who brings forth David. And then you go down, and we don't even get the name, but we get enough to know that if you were in any prideful way lifting up David and going, David's our man, David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah. So right away you go, infidelity, because that's Bathsheba. And so right away you've got a Canaanite prostitute, a Gentile prostitute, a Moabitess, and by the way, Bathsheba was the wife of Uriah, who was a Hittite. So these are all people outside the circle. These are the in-laws and the outlaws. This is Jesus' family, the crescendo of which is Mary, who was a woman who came from Nazareth, a place where nothing good comes from. And so as you go through the lineage of Jesus, and it was really interesting, we had this kind of epiphany as this group was talking about this, and then I had a chance a couple days later to share the gospel, and I was talking with this person, and they were telling me, gosh, you know, my family's a mess. I go, hey, you know what, let me tell you what, the family of Jesus was a mess too.
Yeah.
They go, wait, what do you mean? I mean, I heard Jesus is perfect, and, you know, I'm not perfect. I can't, you know, how can I even come close to Jesus? I said, let me show you the people Jesus associated with in his family line. And I'm going through it, and he's like, wait, Jesus had a prostitute in his family line? Yep, right there. Wait, he had, yeah. And I said, by the way, these are all like the people who are not good enough. They're outside the circle. There's no way you would want them in your family. You'd forget to talk about them at Christmas and, you know, and like the holidays, Thanksgiving. I said, but Jesus' genealogy is all about people who we normally wouldn't accept being accepted by God in powerful ways.
Mm-hmm.
In powerful ways. Saying that in what is a very Jewish lineage, that there are Gentiles in here. that there are people who are Canaanite and prostitutes and Moabites and Hittites. There are people of all shapes, sizes, and colors. There are people who have messed up, who have screwed up, who have succeeded. And every single one of them leads to and is accepted by, loved by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so what a wonderful place to share the gospel. A lot of people fly right over it because they say, I can't even pronounce half those names. So God forbid I want to read it or share it anywhere. And yet, this is a powerful place for us to share what Jesus' family looks like. And the invitation to say, I want you to become a part of Jesus' family too. Because guess what? You look a little messed up like all the rest of these people. Join the family. You know, as we look at Dave's poster here for his event, you know, it says, are you dealing with bitterness, lukewarmness, forgiveness issues? Do you have addictions and griefs and lust? Do you have family problems? Are you dealing with anger or rejection? You need reconciliation. Are you struggling with sexuality? The people of God's family in his own genealogy are struggling with all these kinds of things if you read the Bible. And so therefore, But it doesn't exempt them from God's family. It actually invites them into it by the very nature of the genealogy that's given in the first chapter of Matthew, that all can be a part of this family. Not all that are perfect, all that are willing. Willing to what? To say, Jesus, I'm going to have to trust you with my lukewarmness, my bitterness, my addiction, my grief, my anger, my idolatry, my rejection, my sexual impurity. I'm going to have to trust you with those things because you've invited me into the family. And so what good news in a place where we would generally never tend to think to go for good news.
Mm. And you can hear that good news message June 3rd through the 17th. You can hear it on our radio stations anytime. You can read it in God's Word, hopefully today and this week and throughout this weekend. And we'll say more about the hope.
Maybe
in Christ.
Maybe Tosh and I will take it all on the road.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, you can hear it through musical rendition.
The album will come out, the TVs, the tour.
When do I get a T-shirt?
The golden YouTube playlist thing, whatever that is.
That special button you'll get. Well, keep listening. More to recount on how God is good and desires you to be a part of his family, the family of God. No one is exempt, and the free gift is given to all that follow and surrender and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Mm.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.